Blog Talk Radio.
And you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network. Cosmic Philosopher and Tim Aldred here, host. Thank you for tuning in. Yeah, I am a little on the weakish side, and I always have good things to say. What I'm looking at is really what life is and what are we doing with it. I cannot forget how many people have come and gone. We are walking in their footsteps. And therefore, it's really what we make of life. It's not what life is making of us. That's the important thing. You know, I felt like just lay down and sleep. But I got about 6 hours rest last night. Sleeping straight. So I don't have to think that, oh, I didn't get enough sleep last night. The fact that it is my understanding that people, my people, civilized people, have been led astray so badly. And just think of it. We read about it every day. These white people tell you that they're changing the world. And you don't hear anybody make much of a fuss about it. I mean, there are some people who are aware and stuff like that, but no arrangement is made to remove the things that cannot be allowed. If they're telling you they're bringing AD and a dominant government and shove aside BC or BC civilized system and everybody go along with it, how can we live in a civilized world with an uncivilized government? It doesn't make any sense. And it hurts, you know. Since it is something I born come see, it is hard to take. Because you're talking about everything you do, white people, government, is what is going to come into effect. Where is the real government, kingship government? No, it is a problem to me that I don't see anything that is telling me. I don't see anything that is telling me change. You know, to remove a white sodomite uncivilized custom like Christmas and Easter. These things are not true. But the only thing that some people do is just keep themselves away from, you know, they don't bother celebrate Christmas and about how far they go. Everything else, they comply with the sodomite AD Anno Domini. AD Anno Domini is a moon calendar. There is no calendar that is moon calendar. But, like I'm saying, nobody is taking this serious. Like the people who stand up, say they stand up for the truth. How can you stand up for the truth when you are in church? First of all, church is not a civilized thing. If If you think church is civilized, well, tell me where it come from. If you can tell me, well, I can tell you where I know that church did not exist under the BC era. And if BC era is the era where civilization come from, well, where the church come from? Easy to trace the correct system that is a civilized system when the world history textbook tell you that. The Bible is not going to tell you, because the Bible is a book of lies. Talk about Adam and Eve and talk about it, you know, as a wrong story and not the right story. We should not mistaken. We hybrid civilized people should not be mistaken. We should not be going to church. It means if we are going to church, something is wrong with our brain. And basically, I can even tell you what is wrong with the brain by reading the history, the world. That bears the record. Record of the first humankind. And what was the human first humankind? It's the ape-like human, you forget? I am certain that prehistory does not object to the fact that the first human were ape-like. Prehistory doesn't object to that the first humankind were apes. You see what I mean? And civilization did not come in before the ape man. Civilization came in after the ape human came about. Ape humans is dated like 3.5 million to 4 million years ago, right? So whatever remnant is left of the ape human, we are supposed to know, because things of this nature is known. History is what keeps record, right? So we are supposed to know what become of the first humans. If we don't know that, and we have people say they're running government and they are homosexuals, and we don't know where the government of kingship, where it went, you know what I mean? Who's supposed to know? The hybrid people. You read in the World History textbook, and I see the Bronze Age. Four thousand years ago, the Neolithic period. It shows civilization. when civilization came in. Yes, my beloved. Civilization came in 450,000 years ago. And all the things that I have read about civilization happened after 450,000 years ago. Afterward, not before. And you consider how long before the first ape-man people evolved. The first humankind. So where are we now? If the ape-man did not bring in civilization, then the gods bring in civilization. So how come hominid offspring that live to our time, where are they? What are they doing now? They're running government and have AD and the Domini. How does that happen? You see what I mean? Something happened in the world that's not supposed to happen, because nature make these folks, the first humans, and make them the way they're supposed to be. So how did they turn into something else? Something happened, and nobody's not giving account for it. Going to give account for it, though, because guess what? We cannot take over the world and do what we want with it. Because I was traveling along in some weather, rainy weather, recently, and it makes me think of how useless anything called human, whether you are uncivilized or civilized. We have nothing to do with the existence of life. When, you know, when we are born or when we are dead. We don't have anything to do with it. We are given the opportunity to live. But certainly not to do anything we want for though. And if you think that when we get ready to talk all kind of skylarking, we talk anything we want to talk and do anything we want to do. And I don't see anything. I don't read anything in history that tells us about our existence to say that that's the way we should live. Because you know what? We have all kind of books and stuff like that. We have world history textbook, and we have dictionaries. I won't even talk about the Bible, but you can even talk about the Bible too and see, because the Bible will condemn us if we really read it right. Right? That's true. The Bible will condemn us because a lot of things we believe are not true. Things that are true, we don't even bother with it. Right? We are doing all kind of stuff like talk about prophecy and prophet. We're the white people get any knowledge about prophets and God from? Where? And they were mute for 3.5 million years. They're not supposed to know nothing about civilized things because they were not civilized all that time. So what make them civilized now? Cro-Magnon? Nobody ain't touching Cro-Magnon? Who are the people in civilization that talk? It's a hybrid, ethnic people. Not Cro-Magnon. Long before Cro-Magnon came about, the gods existed, and the hybrid human ethnic people existed before Cro-Magnon. So where Cro-Magnon modern people come from? No, you don't know that. They are making Christmas and Easter and all those things that don't exist, civilized things. That's what these white people are all about. Jesus died for your sin and all that. White people who are sodomites, they are all mating with lower animals and mate with their same sex. You better wake up, my friend. If you think we are supposed to do just anything we want to do, you know what? I'm not going to do that. I make up my mind. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to follow these cuckoo. Not. It's better I just drop boop dead. For real. Because if I am dead, what do you think is going to happen? When I fall asleep last night and sleep for like 6 hours, what do you think happened? I wake up, here I'm talking, but I slept 6 hours and did not wake up until the time I did, and here I am talking. So, you know, if you think that we must follow these sodomite white people and live whatever way we want and both we praise in God, you read it in the Bible where it tells you that we are following the precept of men, right? Yeah, that's what is happening. I'm not following there, my friend. I'm going to die loving and desiring to be good. And that is being civilized the way the gods that created us. It doesn't matter what we want to say. The gods were on earth and everything they do we can see. And they did not create the first human being. As far as I know, they did. That is experienced long before we have any kind of common history here. Right? So the only thing we have an issue here is that these first humans were evolved. We don't have a Bible that tells us how they came into life, but we have science history that tells us, right? And they come ape-like human. You can see depiction of them that they make up these depiction based on, I guess, remains that are found, right, of these hominids in caves and different places. They find remains that, you know, they can make portraits. And the worst thing I see it could be the worst thing, but let me just put it at one of the worst things, is Cro-Magnon. We're... If you're not doing any thinking along this line, you're not going to have a clue about the things that you are seeing and what I am talking about. What I am talking about is within reach of analysis when it comes to the uncivilized and the civilized. The uncivilized never ordained to talk. It's evolution product. Don't talk as a human at all. The history says they make stone tools. And history says a lot about these hominid. First, they began life in Africa. They developed in Africa for like at least 2 million years and left Africa and go up into Europe. And where we are right now, these white people are in Europe for the past 1.5 million years. They were not there before. They were in Africa and march over there to Europe. 1.5 million years ago, right? So they never talk. But now, once they are in Europe, we notice that they are changed. They don't look like apes anymore, no ape anymore. But they have it written down that they were, you know, I mean, they were having sexual relationship with the civilized species subgroup. The civilized species subgroup. These hominids, they forge. There is no way that was a consensual type of action. Miscegenation. It's force. Because our people are going out into the Western world from Africa when they were approached and captured. And since 100,000 years ago, the African people are screwed up for what happened. When they interbreeded our people, you know, the blood that they got by young babies born to them make them a close proximity, mental proximity of the real hybrid people who they impregnate. If you understand what I'm saying, there was never ordained human being. Nature did not create them. They create themselves by interfering with the hybrid people who the Elohim created, hybrid ethnic people. That blood was not supposed to be into these ape-like white people. It was not. So there was no system or any kind of medium set up to accommodate Cro-Magnon human being of the Homo erectus, because it is the Homo erectus that did the interbreeding with our ancestors, both the Neanderthals and the wise sapien. Yeah, these sodomites, they by doing so, they remove the monkey face that they had when they continue protracted interbreeding with the Neanderthals. That is a sapien species subgroup. That was something that was never, there was no preparation for that. So when they do it and begin to manifest civilized knowledge far beyond their stone tool making. It was not supposed to happen because they will do things that was never approximate to take place. So they come and do that and get blood in them. That way they start talking now. Black people don't look like they used to make stone tools. No. And it's the interbreeding. And it never happened until that very time, 100,000 years ago. I mean to say, there is no record in history that I read or heard about that made some acceptable medium for what is called Cro-Magnon talking. Now, they are trying to hide this occurrence because now they are trying to say the Cro-Magnon dead, they extinct. Why do they extinct when they came about since the last 100,000 years? Do you understand what's going on? These white people are planning every day to keep civilized people in the dark of what transpired 100,000 years ago. Why they put themselves now to be government, and you don't see Africa, hear about Africa as any world government nowhere. And they are the ones with succession of kingship to rule the world. And when you read, even in the Bible, it told you that God make Adam and Eve and tell them to have control over everything on the planet. That's right. It has nothing to do with white people. How do they come now to take that place? I am telling you that the interbreed was not something that was planned by nature to make these two type of, for the gods to make the DNA fertilization in vitro in glass tube. That's what the gods created. And only one civilization is offered in the hybridization, not into these bad toxins. Right? The hybrid, the evolutionary ape people them. But they weren't talking, and they only can make sound tools. But once they did, 100,000 years ago, they did the forge, the crossbreeding with the hybrid people. They get the blood that make you talk. But that is not the same as the gods creating the hybrid people between the gods and the sapien species. The sapien species is relevant and is in agreement. It is the right taxon to create a modern man with, say, maximum civilized knowledge. Right? And the gods were able, through their science knowledge, to fashion us as, you know, a paragon, human. I mean, one level lower than the gods. we are one level lower than the gods. Do you see anything about white people that is one level lower than the gods? Nothing. Nothing. More than they manifest that they are a hell ever creatures. No responsible science created them, these white people. That's why you see they still, you know, mate with dogs and two man mate. That now they want to destroy off the land, off the from the earth, civilized knowledge. These white people. And a civilized knowledge them want to reign. You see, them only want the little part that can can give them power to dominate other people and using weapons. That's all they want. All the church thing that they put up, it's not about salvation. That's what them are saying. And it's only when, since our brain no longer calculate well or we perceive well, that's when they came in with this foolishness. And it's for us to read and understand what happened, why we are having this experience in the world today. Because we have creatures not supposed to be in the world like us. If you don't want to take it on, man, look, I think I'm going to die like everybody else. I want to die knowing the right thing. I can't see the wrong thing. I wasn't born with that type of nature. And when I'm identifying things that are true, tangible and intangible knowledge, identify and civilize way of life. That is not the way we are to accept. That's not the way for us to accept. So it is only for us to identify what is true and live the right way. Why wouldn't I want to live the right way? And when you see they are planning to keep us frustrated, to keep us confused. That's what the white people are doing, keeping us confused, because we don't know, we are not seeing that there was only ape men first before any other creature on the earth, and then after they came for about 3.5 million years, then the gods came 250,000 years ago. You got to look at those era of time and what occurred, what was possible to happen, and what came first, what came second, what came third. We're supposed to know what took place those times. And don't, like we here today now, I know that our people, their brain was destroyed from 100,000 years ago. And coming right on down to the ages to where we are now, we are lost. It is difficult for us to attain to any knowledge that will reform us. It's hard for us to be reformed. You see, over all these hundreds of thousands of years that our brain has been tampered with, rhesus, monkey blood, and we cannot come back to ourselves. Can you see? Where is Africa? Nobody's asking, where is Africa? Ask these white people, because they are the ones who overthrew the king in Rome, Italy. These white homosexual people here, right? They are the ones. And if you want to find out what white people are like, read Genesis 19. Them are the homosexual. They are the one who in the Bronze Age destroyed the Bronze Age and everything, call themselves free people. These white people don't have enough sense to live in a civilized world. You hear? Because all they are doing is what you see they are doing right now. They are Christians. And they want us to think that Christianity is civilized stuff. It is, you know what? Christianity never starts to do anything to be civilized. Never did. Christianity has nothing at all to equate with civilization. It does not. And no white people out there, with all the knowledge that they got in the interbreeding stuff, they will never be civilized. They'll talk little things that like civility, because they do have knowledge to know certain kind of some civility. Right? Some civil ways and conduct and things like that. But they are not really, in fact, the real McCoy. They will only go so far, because all of the good things that you will see they do, they go there with the Navy and the Army and all that, spend the money to do. You see, if you see the amount of money that they spend, to they idolize these kind of things and using the money. And who caused them to have access to money? It's Africa. Africa turned idiot. And we don't know that. All right. I thank you for tuning into the program. But I tell you, it is simple to understand if you read the history. They came to earth thousands of years ago. That's the gods, the Elohim gods, that do all these things on the planet. And if you don't see it, well, call me and I'll talk to you about it if you don't know about the Elohim gods and what they do on earth. Call me before the time would run out. And the number to call me is 347-850-1358. All right? 347-850-1358. If you don't know these things, you will die and perish, because all the things that are being done on the earth right now with church and all kind of organization and all that kind of thing, these white people, you look at them and they are like showing you a picture where they only concern about the money, you see, and they have more money than they will ever be able to spend. When they got the key from Africa to overthrow the king in Italy, that was the end of kingship. People who are to be protected by the politics of kingship, we don't have representative anymore. We have these homosexual white people. Like I'm saying to you, you read the history and you can see there was no plan for them to come and have life access. They were not. Is the violation of the African hybrid people that destroy everything on the planet. And if you don't know that, well, you just live until you're dead. I'm not going to just live until I'm dead. I want to have the right. I want the privilege. I want the access. I want everything that belong under kingship government. And these faggot white people here, if we don't kick them out with their AD and a domini, we will never get it. When I say kick them out, I mean we must become super people. We must become hybrid, paragon hybrid. If we live on the orbit of Christianity, we are no more than dead frogs. You see what I mean? Because all they're going to do is talk about Bannon and talk about Donald Trump and everybody else into white foolishness all the time. And you don't see that by them being in America, my friends, there will be no real civilization in America. All you're going to see is these people who are not supposed to be on Earth playing like they are the best thing ever. And it doesn't go like that. But I believe the time is near when things will happen to create, you know, the contextual change, like my friend sings, Sam Cooke.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. Coming. But I know change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay, my friends. Let's get to the central theme here. Following lies of modern human migration. Modern human is the Cro-Magnon people are modern people. Nobody else but them. It's not clear to a lot of people, but I am into the history. I keep up with eras and different season of time and who is coming into the world according to world history, right? These, the tribulation that affects the hybrid people. Hybrid people, you don't hear that being mentioned because of the church, the white people church. They smother the African people of proper identity. All white people want is to take the African prestige and build up something for themselves, whilst they downgrade the African hybrid people. Where were they 200,000 years ago? Where were the white people? So if we don't read and find out, we will die in church. They will eulogize us in church. And they will shoot us and in the church and do anything they want to do. Because guess what? They have messed up the brain of the African people. I am blessed to was able to read above fourth grade level, where I start to see reality in the world. And I am not a big reader, but I tell you what, I graduate high school and I graduate paralegal school too. I'm not that a fool. I stick with what is true. From the lowest level coming right up. So I am not messing up anything that anybody is doing at all. I'm not coming with some ideology that don't make no sense. Because I don't talk those. I go to where the book guides me. The world history textbook, the dictionary, you see, and the Bible that I grew up with. I mean, there's hardly anybody out there that is more versed than me. And I don't mean in every given way with the Bible, because a lot of people will be able to recite many chapters and verses there where, you know, what you say may be familiar to me, but I can't tell you exactly where you will find it in the Bible, because there too many things in the Bible for somebody who read it the way I do to know all those things. I am never a reciter of the information, but someone who remembers those themes that I have read, and I have been into most of the books. I think the entire New Testament, I think I read the entire New Testament, but there are quite a few Old Testament that I have not read and, you know, at least, you know, I probably start some of them and did not go any further. So I cannot tell you that I read all of the Old Testament books then. But I have been far, I mean, for many, many years of dealing with the Bible. I hear people read them, you know, so what I don't read, I think I have heard it all read, okay? But it is about acquiring knowledge and the truth that, you know, like you read about the Ten Commandments, keep the Ten Commandments and all this. All right, there is a sense that there is a creator there and people should respect the creator, but not the Bible that these faggots write. You see what I mean? These homosexuals writing a Bible and make you think that, oh, you know, it's all about Jesus. Yeah. The Bible is really all about Jesus because Jesus never exists. These folk created it. They contrived this Jesus idea on top of Adam and Eve in the garden. Those things what I'm writing, they are lies. You see what I mean? Lies. God, you know, went out of the garden and leave these people there, and a serpent come in and destroy their head. And he said in the Bible that these people were impenetrable. Adam and Eve, according to the Bible, were perfect people. You know, how do they come to be corrupted? White people writing that. You see what I mean? White people writing, both wise men. They make up these stories, and I didn't know until lately. There is no St. Paul. You know, you may think that St. Paul is a real writer of the Bible. There is no St. Paul. I can prove it to you in the Bible. Anybody wants me to prove these things that I'm saying? I am willing, so willing, to participate into the discovery and the rebutting of these nonsense that they write in the Bible. And they repeat them everywhere, you know. So if you find out something, it will be easy for you to prove it because they double down on these whole bunch of nonsense. Like, you know, if anyone preach, St. Paul said, I think in Galatians 1, you know, if anyone preach any other gospel than that which he preaches, you must make him be a curse. And he repeated it. Let him be a curse. And there is not one word or letter in what delivered that message true. It's not true. Not true. And these white people, they don't care looking in your face and preaching to you like Billy Graham. You see, these things that white people are saying. But then if you know that A.D. and Adamani is the time of Christ and B.C. is for all time civilized, but they come up with A.D. and Adamani, you know, in Christ's time and Christ's notion. It don't exist, but they make it exist, right? And that means it is not true. It's false. Nothing about Jesus is true. You would have to flip on the other side to find what they're talking about. But there is no Jesus Christ that ever exists. Come, let's read the Bible and find out that all you're reading about Jesus is a sodomite story. Okay? There's no joke about that. All right. So I'm telling you, following the lies that in the Bible of modern human migration outside Africa, Who are they, these modern man? Let's see if we can find something out. Modern human migration, lie. More recently, modern humans began their dispersal out of Africa. That's called the first migration. This dispersal appears to have taken two forms, irregular occupation of the Levant and nearby sites by small populations, and then migration on a mass scale. Oldest known Homo sapiens fossil. That's what they're writing. There is no Homo sapien. There is wise sapien, but this is what they do with it. This is what they do with it. Talking about Homo sapien. It's not Homo sapien. It's wise sapien. Yes. Wise sapien. So they are saying the oldest known sapien fossils outside of Africa come from caves in Israel, Mislia, about 180,000 years ago. Skahol, about 90,000 years old. Kwafzi, about 120,000 years ago. Hold. These probably represent populations that intermittently occupied the region, and it is unlikely that there was direct evolutionary continuity between the Mislia and later skull Kwafzi people. Genetic studies also support the idea of earlier dispersal of modern humans out of Africa, starting from about 220,000 years ago. There is also evidence in the form of stone tools that indicate the possibility that earlier dispersals reached beyond the Levant. Stone tools have been found in India dating to about 74,000 years ago. in Yemen dating to between 70,000 and 80,000 years ago. And in the United Arab Emirates dating to about 80,000 years old. Some of these tools resemble African Middle Stone Age technology. Others are more like those used by Neanderthals in Europe and and Homo sapien. Now, I can tell you this, that there is no Homo sapien. First of all, how did they come up with Homo? In the dictionary, Homo is about homosexual. That's what the root of that name, etymology, is homosexual. You remember also that they changed a civilized word called, they call this word gay. At first, gay was not about homosexual. They took it and had homosexual to gay, homosexual people. But gay, no, they, because what? Gay fucking body is not a nice, thing. It's not a civilized thing. But you see, it is these white people culture. They can't leave it behind. So what do you think they're going to do? They want to, like, make it, you know, wrap it up into Christmas parcel and make it, you know, something wonderful. Right. But Neanderthal is not gay. Neanderthal is wise sapien subgroup. But because that they have been, they abduct the Neanderthals and take them away into Europe and interbreed with them about 18,000 years. That their monkey face that they had, since they were apes, in the World History textbook, white people came directly from apes. That's their parent ancestor, okay? But today, we don't know nothing, and especially the last 100,000 years is a blackout uncivilized knowledge. So you don't see the civilized people are too civilized at all. Okay? So we have a lot of things here that keeping in the dark, and we can't get rid of the belief in Jesus and you know, a pure Sodomite stuff we are reading when we are believing in Jesus, because Jesus did not exist as a real character. They are calling a African person that you would say a black person. We are not black people. However, that's what these white people have been doing over the past few thousand years, right? Make us get accustomed to the kind of cursed things that they represent. You see, they call us by those kind of names and create those kind of impression. We don't know whether we are going or we are coming. You see what I mean? So if we don't know that there is no Homo sapien species, this sapien species is the only reigning human species in existence in our time.
So when they're calling it Homo sapien, a crossover, them a crossover with themselves, a morph, them morphing. You see, because they crossbreed with sapien. They don't belong to sapien, but they crossbreed with it and begin to talk. And they begin to rival the sapien people, challenging the sapien people. But you see, they don't show that they want to live like we are all the same people. They're not doing that. Because guess what? They can't drop their sodomite culture, the fuck body. The white people can't do without fucking body. It's the reason why, you see, they're trying to morph themselves into sapien. They are not sapien on by virtue of their crossbreeding by force. They don't make us a family. They don't behave like they want us to be a family. No. You see, so their criminality is a curse that we should see to it that they wear. Instead of we going into church and think that the church is something good and stuff like that. We can't stay into this kind of a darkness until we're dead, not unless that's what we want to perish. All right? So go on. If whatever they want to say about sapien, it's not Homo sapien. It is wise sapien species. So, and sapien is the parent. Wise sapien is the parent for Neanderthals and the hybrid people. That's what we must know. Never call it Homo, because we're not homosexual. And that's what these white people are trying to do, and we cannot afford to make them do that. It is not necessary for them to do it. Let them go on their own. Leave our territory. We don't want no fucking ass, stinking ass white people into our territory. We don't want that. It was never to be. I tell you, they were not supposed to be on earth doing all these unseemly stuff. You know, I mean, you can be afraid of these white people. I don't have any reason to be afraid of them because I know the truth. You know, see? Why sapien, parent, ancestor for Neanderthals, and the wise sapien. So they keep on talking about this Levant, a place out there called the Levant, where it apparently it seems apparent that they take a lot of our people and carry them go to the Levant. You see? But I want you to know distinctively that Neanderthals don't come from no other species but the wise sapien. That's where Neanderthals come from. So when you hear them talking about Neanderthals and interbreeding with this and interbreeding with that, you have to know what you're hearing. Because Neanderthals was a young subgroup. And then we don't see it spread abroad anywhere except into Europe with these sodomites until interbreeding off until, and they talk how they interbreed heavily. These sodomites interbreed heavily with Neanderthals. Really, until they extinct. How they extinct? They tell you that it is because the sapien species, the subgroup, sapien was to you know, they are, some say, the intelligent ones, the sapien species right now. But these white folks don't want to come out and tell you it is the African ethnic people are the hybrid. They don't want to come out and say it. So they're twisting in all kind of ways to not make us get full regard and respect for our identity. White people, when I tell you they must get out of our territory, you think it's a joke. You know, and if the good Lord will smile on us, they'll help us, and they helping us, those of us who wants to be helped and clean, they will do something. You see? And make us the kind of people we're supposed to be, if we want to be. I want to be. I mean, so much. I want to be. I don't want to be anything else. Right? So, they are telling you here that, you know, talking about all of these other people that they said, you know, some 70,000 years ago and 80,000 years ago. These are just a whole bunch of nonsense. You see, it's not world history you're reading here. This is just something that these sodomite white people are writing, like they're giving you a good account about human existence. They're not talking about themselves, for real. The way they talk about themselves is that you forget as you hear it. You don't know what they're talking about, right? But the distinction is between hominid, the ape-like first human being, them, evolved creatures. Okay, and wherever they go, it has to be a subgroup of their own. If they're going to talk about, you know, it's buggery they're talking about. White people talking about buggery when they talk about sapien. They're not supposed to call sapien in their mouth. You see what I mean? Now, with all of what's going on over the past 100,000 years, Africa disappear, and these sodomites are able to do anything with us because we don't have any political kingship power to protect us. You see, because in our kingship rule government, kings usually like set up walls. You hear Trump talking about build wall. You know where they get the idea from? From the African people. Everything you see they're doing, all these America, where they dredge all these rivers, these you know, these canals and stuff like that, they get it from the African people, mostly in Mesopotamia, you see, and the Sumerian. Yeah, all of these things that you see they're doing, They got that knowledge from us and then walk off like, oh, it was all their idea all along and so forth. No human remains were found with the tools. Why not? But the Neanderthals have not been found in these regions. Where are they found? Assumed the markers, no, the makers were modern humans. Now, he says, no human remains were found with the tools. The Neanderthals have not been found. Neanderthal, that is a sapien. It is not a hominid. So why are they concerned about the Neanderthal? They are talking to us like we don't know that Neanderthal is sapien and not hominid. They don't know. That's, you know, the audience that they are talking to, not supposed to know what I am telling you.
You see? But if they were to be called up now to give account for what they're saying, they would drop book dead, because the world is a textbook, is what I base every knowledge here on. When it comes to who is who, hominid different from sapien. And they are trying to mix themselves up with the sapien, calling us Homo erectus, not Nagasa. It is assumed when Neanderthal is not found there in these regions, it is assumed the makers were modern humans. So all they want to do is to now confuse us. Because who are the modern humans now? You see? So here in what I'm reading, they are talking in a way, attributing themselves to be sapien because of the crossbreeding. But they can't tell you that they crossbreed with sapien. They isolate Neanderthals and tell you that Neanderthals is an outside species person. And that's not the truth. Because they interbreed with both Neanderthals and sapien that belongs to sapien species, they can't reveal and tell you it's them. I mean, destroying the world right now. You see, people who are not supposed to be here in the world doing all of these things, killing off civilized people, and like they are the mighty one, they can do what they want. You see, they go into Kuwait, right? They go into Afghanistan, they go into Africa, all over the place, and kill and do whatever they want. And from the way they talk, you can tell that they feel they have a right to dominate everything. Who gave them that impression but Africa? Yeah, I read where they become, since they overthrow the European king, not European, I mean the Roman king, they were able to access all the places of interest, just like the government, the sub-government in Africa. These sodomite white people who overthrew the king, they could go and have access just like other African people. Mostly like, you see them here today and advance higher. Because now it's like, they are the one, the superpower now. Oh. Most experts conclude from genetic and material evidence that migration on a mass scale only occurred within the last 60,000 years or so. By 100,000 years ago, humans had dispersed and diversified into at least 4 species. That's a lie. Who make up those 4 species? There is only 2 human species, hominid to sapien. Not dust to dust, ashes to ashes. There is no more. So they keep on ratchet up these things so that to carry us further away from discovering for sure that these guys
fucked up our species. Neanderthal and the other subgroup, hybrid people. They don't want us to get close to that, because the day that we come close to that and the world understand that, these white people will go back to their dungeon. That's what is going to happen.
About since 100,000 years ago.
When they are saying, pointing to 100,000 years ago, they know, these white people know that something happened bitchy, since then to right now, because the white African people, they don't have any sense now. They leading African people a shepherd lead the sheep. That's what they're doing. So 100,000 years ago is 100,000 years now took them to interbreed and get talking babies. And from there, quick breeding of these talking baby, to these sodomite people. That's what happened over the past 100,000 years. That wasn't there in the prior 100,000 years. It was not there. Those kind of people did not exist. They begin to exist after the last 100,000 years, when the African people will leave Africa now and then sporadically, okay? And that's when they grab these people and do what they want to do with them. That today, they don't look like hip. They look like real human, the Neanderthals especially, and they talk. They talk like real humans. So now it's hard easy for them to take away everything we have, because they look like we and they talk like us. Do you imagine that? And see now we don't have any sense to go nowhere beside church. The church where they make up. So look, it's a very, very serious thing to be understood. It gets complicated and everything like that, but you know what? If I understand it, because I pay attention to it, there's nobody else that I suspect will not be able to understand it. You see what I mean? It is complex. Yes, it's true. But the complexity that it has, it's simple. Somebody who reads so slow and take time to reason stuff out. Anybody can defeat the fact that it's complex, because you pay good attention, you will find out. That's why I find out. And once you find out, it's over with. So it goes on. He talks about our own Homo sapien species. That's what they want to say. They want to say Homo sapien species, and I'm changing that right now. So now this is how they're gonna say. Our Homo sapien, our own species, they call it Homo sapien. Yeah, our own our own species, Homo sapien. Why are they calling themselves sapien? Is the crossbreeding because they have nothing to do with us. And yet still, the truth is there, and we cannot make use of the truth because we are confused. We don't know. He said now, he says, their own species, wise sapiens in Africa and the Middle East, sapiens and the Middle East. And now they said, Homo Neanderthalensis. Linsis, Neanderthalensis. Neanderthal is always sapien, not hominid. See, you don't see them mingle themselves too much at all with their own species. Because they're supposed to be talking about, modern man supposed to talk about Homo erectus. They're supposed to talk about hominid, that's what they're supposed to talk about because that's what the history talk about. These white people, they're cooking us bad. And clearly, when it reaches this point, we don't really care because we don't think any substances in what I am saying, you know, to worry yourself about. Everybody is satisfied with the church now. About Neanderthals, a whole bunch of nonsense, and we are here today suffering, man. We are here suffering. Yes. Wise Neanderthals live in Europe. And one next foolishness that they have here. And Florcinisis in Southern Asia. That's how they talk all these whole bunch of foolishness until you don't know what they're talking about. That's the way these sodomite white people are, man. And if you think that these people are to be among us, you are being poisoned and loving it because they're not. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. All right. Something else I want to read to you. And, you know, I will not continue to, like, exacerbate the time here. Welcome to Elohim Civilization. I have the link here that I am begging people to come and take and go and read it because it's educational. It's supposed to be something that reinforces the African people who don't know much about themselves. This link is good for African people. Please get this link, right? I have it here to give it to you. All right. Now, who created this link? Following people. Listen to this. Ancient human metropolis found in Africa. Right? And you will know for sure before I'm done who produce this information, okay? They have always been there. People noticed them before, but no one could remember who made them or why. Until just recently,
no one even knew how many there were. Now, they are everywhere. Thousands, no, hundreds of thousands of them. And the story they tell is the most important story of humanity. So this will get you to know much about the distinction I am making between hominid, white people, the ape like humans. You see, this information will help us to understand better about our existence. You see what I mean? Make clarity, make distinction. All right. So it is talking about the hominid history now. It's talking about the hybrid people history in Africa, because both these white people develop in Africa just as we develop in Africa. So we have to know the difference. So it goes on to say, and the story they tell is the most important story of humanity, but it's one we might not peered to hear. You ever hear that? That is how fast we are fastened in the church, because we don't think there's anything else exists beside the church. What about history? History don't mean anything to us once we believe into the church and Jesus. You see what I mean? It's hard to get out of that stuff. Anyway, I go on to read this. Something amazing has been discovered in an area of South Africa, about 150 miles inland, west of the port of Maputo. It is the remains of the huge metropolis that measures in that measures in conservative estimates about 1,500 square miles. It is part of an even larger community that is about 10,000 square miles, 10,000 square miles, and appears to have been constructed. Are you ready? From 160,000 to 200,000 BC. The image is a close-up view of just few hundred meters of the landscape taken from Google Earth. The region is somewhat remote, and the circles have often been encountered by local farmers who assumed they were made by some indigenous people in the past. But oddly, no one ever bothered to inquire about who could have made them or how hardly our hold a minute, I still don't get this right. All right. Some thought they were made by some indigenous people in the past, but hardly, O-D-D-L-Y. How oddly, no one ever bothered to inquire about who could have made them or how oddly they were. How oddly they were. This change when researchers and author Michael Tellinger team up with John Enney, a local fireman and pilot. Who had been looking at these ruins from his years flying over the region. Any unique advantage to see the number and extent of these strange stone foundations and knew that their significance was not being appreciated. Michael Tellinger is a musician, author, scientist, explorer from Mpumalanga, South Africa. Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. His continued effort and analysis and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink our origin and rewrite our history books. My friends, this is how important this thing is. Okay, and all right. Now, my friends, we are filled up with all kind of foolishness so that we don't, think it's necessary to pay attention to certain actual details and what would help our spirit to grow to a much more important person. Here is little of the synopsis at the back of this book by Zachariah Sitchin, When Time Began. They
came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Don't let it fall on deaf ears, okay? Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world, and they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness, none like them. In this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlation between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods, indelibly written in stone. And with that, my friend, I thank you for tuning in and hope that you get something to help you in spiritual advancement. All right, so let's get a little of I want to get a couple tune here. All right, let's get a little of Chet Atkins here and dream.